My brothers and sisters in Christ, perhaps we would be with the disciples of Jesus walking along, and if we saw this Canaanite woman, we'd be like, hey, stop bugging Jesus. He's too busy. Especially being a foreigner, not somebody maybe that was always following Jesus. And it almost sounds like Jesus would follow that sentiment if we had that sentiment, because he doesn't answer her right away. And then he gives her a reason, perhaps why he shouldn't do anything for her. I have sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And yet, without any doubt, our Lord is seeing this woman's faith from the beginning, not evident to all the apostles and the disciples who are following him, not immediately evident to them. He sees that this woman has great faith, not only faith, but great faith, an amazing perspective from Jesus' eyes. We always want to be able to see things the way that Jesus sees them, so that we don't miss things. It's so easy to miss things and to miscalculate, to see things the way that God wants to see things. We want to fall short, or we can easily fall short. We can think of these men who went to reconnoiter the land that God had promised them, the land of Canaan, where this lady was from. And they saw all the beautiful things that God was ready to give the Israelites. And the Israelites are in the desert still, and they couldn't wait to get to this land. And yet what happened? They had that negative perspective on what God was capable of doing. Oh, we have to stay out here in the desert. And they were up at night wailing, couldn't even sleep. So God is looking for that faith, that trust in him, that acting in faith that is critical for us to be able to be his followers. I like Caleb's answer. He quieted the people and says, we ought to go up and seize the land. We can certainly do this. And he was dead right. He was dead right. Joshua would lead all of the Israelites into the promised land and knock over the city of Jericho in just 7 days. God can certainly do it. But where is that faith? Where is that attitude within us that says God can do this, that persists no matter what, that God will give us everything that we need? Let's pray for that, the grace to do that, to have that trust in Christ, to follow him no matter what, give up everything for him. This is what St. Teresa Benedict of the Cross, St. Edith Stein did in the concentration camps, who we celebrate today. She died on this day. At the concentration camps. She had just become a religious sister and was a very intelligent woman. And she said yes to Christ. She gave up everything for him. And so we should follow that example. And we should hear Jesus in his response for us. O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. Can you think of anybody else who said those words? Isn't that the words of our Blessed Mother? Let it be done to me according to your word. And so Jesus gives us that faith of our Blessed Mother to believe in him, trust in him. We prepare our hearts to receive everything that we need at this Mass. If we have the faith of this Canaanite woman and that of our Blessed Mother, that Jesus is truly present here with us. Let's prepare our hearts to receive him.